This is Tejano Gold.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Estás escuchando el Tejano Gold Countdown, el conteo nacional oficial de la onda tejana. And my name is Rudy Treviño. Queremos saludar a todos nuestros amigos que nos escuchan a través de los Estados Unidos y México y en Monterrey, México, que nos escuchan cada semana a través de TejanoPower.net con mi amigo Ulises Alvarado. That's TejanoPower.net en Monterrey, Nuevo León. I'm your host, Rudy Treviño, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors, Anheuser-Busch, S. Budweiser, and Michelob Ultra. Now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 13.
Amor de dos caras, que no vale nada, con una me amas, con la otra me engañas. Amor de dos caras, que tanto la quise y nunca me quiso. Amor de dos caras.
Countdown song number 13 this week, Amor de Dos Caras is the title, produced by René Ramírez y Maduro.
Number 12.
Moving to number 12, we've got former vocalist of the Desperados, Eric Lee, with his debut single solo, Toda la Noche, produced by Gable Zavala. Number 12 this week on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Creciendo en mi pensamiento, cuando escucho el tambor se me alegra el corazón, llevo ritmo muy adentro. Esta noche yo me perderé, con el ritmo yo me escaparé, si me da la gana yo tomaré y en cada trago me olvidaré. Yeah.
Tejano Gold Countdown, number 12 on the national charts, Toda la Noche by Eric Lee. My guest this week is the great, the legendary, my friend, Pete Astudillo. You know, it's impossible to talk about Pete Astudillo without mentioning Selena and the Dinos. Tu trayectoria musical es reconocida mundialmente, en gran parte además por la película y ahora la serie. So Pete, I've got to ask you, what does this recognition mean to you?
Well, let's start with the movie. The movie, of course, I mean, me in my wildest dreams would have thought somebody that I knew so well, somebody was like a sister to me, somebody was my friend, that there would be a movie made out of her and the band and her life and the life of the people around her. And then for me to be able to work in that movie, as played myself in the movie, going back to saying, being so blessed in my wildest dreams that I think that would happen. Then from there, Selena became a legend, really. I mean, an icon, and rightfully so. And now the series, I think, even takes it to a different level. Because, like you said, they really showcased a lot of the other elements of the band, the people that surround her. Because, of course, Selena is Selena, and God almighty, what an incredible human being, what an incredible singer, performer, artist, you name it. But there was a machine behind her, and that machine was Los Dinos, that machine was Mr. Quintanilla, you know, AB, the producer, you know, Ricky Vela, myself, AB, of course, the writers, Suzette, I mean, who had so much to do with her success, Chris Perez, Joe Ojeda, I mean, everybody worked for one purpose.
Things happen for one reason, Pete. You were at the right place, at the right time, with the right connection. You think you were portrayed as you should be in the series?
You took the word right out of my mouth. And going back to what I said earlier, that you could be the best writer or the best singer, and if you don't find that avenue, that right place, you know, that piece of the puzzle, you're a piece of a puzzle somewhere. But to find that puzzle, so I think Joe and I were meant to be with Los Dinos, and we got there, you know, thank God. And I think, you know, Chris and Ricky, and of course Suzette and AB, and them are familia. But the rest of us, I think we were meant to be those pieces of that puzzle. They even portrayed the way they met us, and which I was very surprised and appreciative to the family and to the people that put the series together. I think they did a great job. I know there's been a little controversy over the looks of Cristian Serratos and even some of the other characters, even my character, Pobrecito, Julio Macias. He got a lot of slack because, well, you don't look like him and you don't dance like Pete and your hair looks funky. But you know what? I think he captured the essence of who I was. He captured the energy. And I think that goes for all the characters.
We'll have more of my interesting conversation with Pete Astudillo in just a moment. But right now, let's get back to the countdown.
Number 11.
Nunca debes perderle fe a la vida. Nunca debes perderle fe al amor. Nunca debes perderle fe. Si en este mundo hay otro amor.
Thank you.
Tejano Gold Countdown, the title of the song, Fair by Texas Latino, song number 11 on the national charts. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hola, it's Romeo, and here's what's happening at TejanoNation.net. South Tech Zombies have released their new single, Por Fin Decidí, to all digital music platforms. South Tech Zombies accordionist Anthony Trevino shared details on the Latin Grammy-nominated group's latest song with Tejano Nation.
That song was given to us by a friend, Samuel Rubio. He didn't get to hear it complete. After he gave it to us, about a month later, he passed away. So the song is kind of special, and we had a lot of fun recording it, man. It's a great song. I like the little hooks in it and stuff, and we're pretty excited for the new album, man. We got a lot of stuff going on and we're hyped up.
South Tech Zombies are currently working on their sophomore album, the follow-up to their debut album, It's Time, which received a Latin Grammy nomination last year for Best Tejano Album.
Man, no pressure, right? I'm definitely feeling the pressure from that, you know, because you always got to figure out how to make the next album greater, you know, and Andrew's a vocalist. He's written probably about 4 or 5 songs, and that we've gone over a few of them already, and they're coming out really, really good. I'm very excited for it, man. I think this album is definitely going to be a step up from It's Time.
The highly anticipated sophomore album is planned for release in spring 2022, and South Tech Zombies' new single, Por Fin Decidí, is available to stream or download on your favorite digital music platform. And that's what's happening at Tejano Nation. I'm Romeo with TejanoNation.net, your number one source for Tejano news.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. Okay, before we go to commercial now, let's get a quick review of our Tejano trivia quiz in case you missed it. These two Tejano artists seem destined to be friends and partners. The two were born on the very same day, they lived across the street from each other, and graduated together in 1969 from a Brownsville, Texas high school. They started a band in 1977, and by the early 90s, they began receiving top honors at the Tejano Music Awards. By then, they were selling thousands of albums and peaked on all the music charts across the USA and Mexico. Better known as the Bad Boys of Tejano Music, together they broke all the barriers in the Tejano music industry, leaving a lasting impact at the end of the 20th century. Can you name these two legends and the name of the group? We've got the answer coming up later in the show. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way. No le cambies.
Has entrenado para esto todo el año. Horas y horas de cardio, equilibrio y muchas pesas. Y ahora estás preparado. Preparado para la carrera de vuelta a tu asiento después de ir por algo refrescante. Pasando las filas, los fans perdidos y a la mascota de tu equipo que siempre quiere bailar. Todo esto sin derramar una gota de tu Bud Light bien fría. A tu salud, fan de los deportes. Que disfrutes el juego.